You did chalitza and then mimer. Now, we're going to have a whole series of mishnayos like this, where we're talking, as the Mishnah will say at this one point, at some point, it makes no difference how many yevamos you're talking about. You did a sequence of events, which of course you shouldn't have done. And the question is, what happens when you have all these possible sequences? So you did chalitza, let's say, to one of them. Vasa ba mimer, and you did mimer to the same one, right? Nasan get, then he gave a get, either to her or to another one. Baal, and then biyat, either to her or another one. Baal. The first he did was biyat. Vasa mimer, and the next he did was a mimer. Not necessarily the same one, could be two different ones, right? Nasan get, then he gave a get. V'cholat, and then he did chalitza afterwards. So this is the general principle. This is the fundamental concept. Ein achar chalitza klum. Once you do chalitza, nothing after chalitza counts anymore. Now, before you do chalitza, of course, things do count. But the chalitza cuts it off. Once you do chalitza, it's one of the yevamos. No matter what you do to any of the other ones afterwards, it's meaningless. So chalitza is an absolute cutoff point. Okay? So ein achar chalitza klum. Echad yevamah achas v'achas shei yevamos. That's true whether there's one or more yevamos. After chalitza, there's no additional consideration to be had. Now, Ava Pisha Amru, even though they said in Chalitza and Chalitza, there's no Chalitza subsequent to Chalitza, Ava Pia Shalach Chalitza post Los Minakuna, but if you had Bia after Chalitza, that does cause her to lose her status as suitable for Kuhuna. So says the Mara, Beloka, Chainab Sulam Minakuna, isn't she already Sulam Minakuna? Right, she's a Chalutza. Absolut milocha b'truma rather means that she can't even go back to her father's house to eat truma. Why? Because the bia the bia with the person who was no longer suited for her because he had already committed chalitz, performed chalitz on her, is a bia psula. That's a bia to somebody who's also to her, right? It makes her zona. It
gives even though it's
even though she's an onus, that doesn't do any good in terms of the Kedush of Kahuna. Onus makes no difference. Onus or also makes no difference. So, says the Gemara, I don't understand, says Gemara. Haba chalutza, so chalutza subsula milecha betruma. If somebody is laid with his chalutza, is she no longer fit to eat truma? Now, the carbonator explains this, I assume based on the Bavli, although I have no recollection of this, not having learned Yevamos in the Bavli more than once. But he says that the Gemara's question is based on the premise that when a woman is to be defined as psul lakuna, it's because she had relations with an ish zar, somebody who's strange to her, either because he's aser to her because he's a mamzer or a goy, but he's also to her because he's a forbidden arayas. So that's an ishzor. So this guy who committed chalitz on her, performed chalitz on her, he's not a zor. He's not a stranger. Right? He once had an affinity with her.
Yeah. The affinity's gone.
He's a brother. But the Gemara is going to be that even after chalitza, there's no, the prohibition of the relationship between the chalitza and chalitza is of diminished level because they once had an affinity. In other words, he's not allowed to marry her, but it's not the same prohibition as a regular Eishasach, okay? So it says, it's about a case where the brothers of the Chalutz had relations with the now Chalutza, and therefore it's a problem. So it says the Gemara, that makes sense according to being told that he's not chayv on the chalutza, but the brothers are chayv on the chalutza. Okay? So according to that opinion, obviously it makes sense to say that the brothers who have relations with her, since they are chayv kareis for having relations with her, because they're still eishasach v'zbir, so therefore they render unfit kuna, right? So say, However, Commander Mar Ben Hu Ben Achim Enchem Achluta. Quite a few chose that both neither he nor the brother are not chayav on the chalutza. They are exempt of their relation with chalutza. So that's case she's no longer a zor, neither vis-a-vis the cholates nor vis-a-vis any of the other brothers. Right. So what renders her unfit to rakuna? So it says Mar Elik Sheba Alatzorot. So about where the cholates had relations with a co-wife. So he did chalutz on one, and then he did had chalitz on one, and then he did had relations with her co-wife. So then that's taka because of Eishes Achiv. Because although he had some affinity to the chalutza by having performed chalutza on her, but he never had affinity to the co-wife.
So why does that make her also to eat truma if the co-wife is the one that...
No, it makes the co-wife also eat truma, that's what you're saying.
No,
it's, we're actually changing the terms of the case, right? Originally, we're talking about the chalitza. So when it says bi'alach chalitza post losa min akuna, the bi'af the chalitza man is unfit for kuna, that's what we're referring to the woman who received chalitza herself. But now rejecting and saying it's referring to a co-wife, and if you had bi'al with her out of the co-wife after having given chalitza to the co-wife, so then that renders the renders the tzara unfit for kahuna even to eat truma. So says the Gemara again another kasha. This nicho that makes sense. Gemara Mara Komodim b'tzara shuchayit. Everybody agrees that the person who forms chalitza, if he has relations with a co-wife, he's liable because of eishes ach. But on Gemara Mara, but like the Bina says, who ain't a chayit? He's not liable lo la chalitza v'lo la tzara. He's exempt both from the person, from the woman, from the wife, upon which is the chalitza, and from the co-wife as well. So if that's the case, how is he rendering even her? He seems not to be able to render her unfit for truma. Elok shebo achin olea. So he must be talking about a case where the brothers had, one of the brothers had relations with the co-wife. We're really reaching the bottom of the barrel, right? Right. That's going to be that both he and the brothers, even though they're not chayav on the chalutza, they are chayav on the Torah, on the co-wife. But Ram command them, but apparently told Benu ben Achim, both he and the brothers, ain't chayav in the nachayav lo chalutza v'lo la Torah. Neither chalutza nor the Torah. So who's it going like when it says that a bia after chalutza renders her unfit? Right, can't be going on the co-wife because it's not a biazor even on the co-wife. Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva, Omer Yesh Mamzer b'Chalutza. The Gilot said, "There's talking about there's severe relations with your Chalutza because her prohibition is alive and alive is just as good as a regular lav, which has kores attached to it, and therefore creates mamzerus, and therefore the creating mamzerus is symptomatic of a bia of relations, which makes the woman unfit to go back and eat truma."
Is this true for the wife and for the tzara,
only the person who had, it's true about both.
Yeah.
And the carlays, whichever one you had bia with, that's when becomes unfit for truma. Rabbi Yosi said yet another answer. The potter shall yavam a kohen uvale avichila. The rabbi case where the yavam himself was a kohen, and he's forbidden to have relations with a grusha and a chalutza. And then if a yavam, a kohen who's forbidden to have relations with a grusha chalutza, has relations with a grusha chalutza, so then of course you have a problem of Chalala. It's an interesting thing. It's kind of ironic. When a Kohen has relations with a Grusha, so even though she could eat Truma till now, if she was a Bas Kohen, but now that she has relations with the Kohen, it makes her unfit to eat Truma herself, even though he didn't get divorced. Right, now, of course, once he gets divorced, he has to first get divorced, but yes, those are the breaks, okay? So it says more, not okay, but that's the way it is. So that's okay. Sorry about where the oven was a coin and he had a relationship with her and he was machaler, and then she can no longer eat truma. Okay, getting back to the Mishnah. Nasan get b'chala. First you gave again and then you did chalita. Ein achar chalita klum. After chalita, there's nothing else. Look for Atanina, did we already learn ein achar chalita klum? Don't we already know that there's nothing after chalita? So it says the Gemara was learned previously in the Masechta begin, in the parak begin, nitnina. Because he wanted to say what came afterwards in the Mishnah. It says, Echad Yavam ve'Echad Shevam. This is true whether we're dealing with one Yavam, Yavam, or two Yavam. So therefore, he wanted to say, stress that Ein Acher Chalitza Klum, in order to say this is true no matter how many bums you have, that was a new fact which was introduced in our Mishnah. So says the Gemara, Ilam Kadesh Chalutza, so I don't understand. If somebody has Mekadesh his Chalutza, Shema is, do we say, now here all the questions throw in the word lo. Shema lo tafsu b'kiddushin, does the marriage not work? In other words, why acha chalitza? Why is it lach chalitza? Why ain't lach chalitza klum? Even after chalitza, there should be a possibility of tampering, of damaging, of doing bad. Why? Because the chalitza doesn't end all possibility of marriage between the yavam and the chalutza. Between the chalutza and chalutza, they can't get married. It's a prohibited marriage, like a kohen and a grusha. No, it's not a rice, because then it wouldn't work. I mean, it is an arayis, but not on the level of a kares. It's a rice of a lav. No, not anymore.
After the chalitza, she's still her.
She's not eishes ach on the capital crime level, though.
Oh, okay.
So chalitza really only drives it down to a lav, not to a, drives it up to a lav, but not all the way up to the chiv kares.
Except for Rabbi Akiva,
Yeah, according to Rabbi Akiva. But amen, but our question is not according to Rabbi Akiva, right? So, Ilam Kaish Chalutza, Shema Lo Tavsa B'Kiddushin, does marriage not work? So how come, if that's the case, after Chalutza is there nothing else, right? So it says, Mati Poter, so resolve it like this. Ik Rabbi Shalomidas. Now, here it's very interesting. Answer, very a little bit of a difficult answer, but it says Ikarebi Shalodas Toiva. We're after the chalitza. The case of Mishnah was after chalitza. He did mimer, okay. And we said that mimer doesn't count. So either that mimer is talking about where you did it, no, he didn't do mimer. Yeah, you did mimer. So in mimer, which is actually the same thing theoretically as kedushin. So here it's coming to tell us the chiddush. Ika Rebbe shalola das. Even though Rebbe holds on Lama Gimel Lama Alf that mimer works. We didn't see this yet ever, but he holds Rebbe works even shalomi das. If you do mimer on a woman who's a yivama, and she had no intention to be married to you. You know, she thought it was all a joke, or she had no idea what you were saying, the mumbo jumbo you said. It still works, according to Rebbe. And the reason why I tell you, even though marriage doesn't work unless the woman knows precisely what she's doing, and she consciously enters into the marriage. But by mimer, it holds it's not that there, because the mimer is derived from the bia. Just like the bia of Yavama could be even shlomi daita, even without her awareness of what's going on. So too, the mimer could be the same thing. So therefore, according to Rebbe, we're saying that after you did chalitza, right, it's true that marriage might work. You can marry your chalutza, but mimer you can't do, because mimer, you could even do mimer if it was mimer midas, right? It was intentional mimer, but you can't do unintentional mimer. And that's what Mishnah is coming to say, that ein achar chalitza klum. The same level of mimer, which normally does work by Yavama, which is mimer shlomi das, does not work after the chalitza. Okay? So that's the same. Ikre bishlol das, thereby mimer shlomi das, and that's why it doesn't work after chalitza. Ik okidi verkol, could even go ahead like Rabbanan, who mimer never works shlomi das. And what are we talking about here? If a person married his chalutza after chalitza, then of course I'd agree that it works. But here we're talking about where a person tried to do mimer on his chalutza after chalitza. And that's what doesn't work. So according to Rabbi, the reason why it's not a valid kiddushin ceremony, even if it doesn't work as mimer, is because he did shlomi daito. Right? According to Rabbanan, the reason why it doesn't work is because they can't answer because it's Shalom Midaita, because they hold, anyway, Mimer doesn't work Shalom Midaita. Whether they would answer, as the Gemara says here. So we're talking about a case where you Dafka want to do a Mimer after Chalitza, and a Mimer after Chalitza doesn't work in any way, shape, or form.
But Kedushin does work.
Yeah, Kedushin does work, right. It's only the Maimer that doesn't, okay? That's a miskabin, because it's a Maimer Yavimto, Veinu Yavimto, and it's no longer Yavamo, so therefore Maimer can't work after Chalitza.
The Maimer is not introducing money in the waters by talking about the Machlokes Rav Shmuel, about does Maimer, is it, does the Machlokes about Maimer, whether it's...
They're not going to, it's Rabban and Rabbi Shimon, they're not going to introduce it here, no, they're not...
Okay. That really makes sense,
that's true. All right, but Rava said, Vitani Kane, we learned to the Braisa like this. This is the Machlokas which are just cited, Tapalam Gilvah. Now, Maimer Kredit Bain Ludas, Ben Shalom Ludas. Maimer works both intentionally and unintentionally, Divir Rebbe. Now, intentionally and unintentionally, the Ribaz points out, does not mean against her will. You can't coerce a woman to become a Yavamo or a, become Yavama, but you can seduce her and she doesn't know what's going on. So even if she thinks it's extramarital, it still becomes marital and the marriage takes effect. Okay? Vitani can have Maimer could have been Midas to Shlomo Midas, and say this is true about Maimer because it's written from Bia. The Divrei Rebbe. Chachor Rebbe and Rebbe say, in Kun El Das, it's different. Maimer works, Bia works even Shlomo Midas, but Maimer, which is a kin, can only work with Das. Moda Rebbe Kedushin Sheinu Kunim El Das. Rebbe concedes by Kedushin, by marriages, Sheinu Kunim El Das, real marriages, that they need Das. My time of the Rebbe, what's the logic of Rebbe by Yibum? So the logic by Yibum is Bia Koineu, Maimer Koineu. Bia Zakinian, Maimer Zakinian. Ma Bia Koineu, Ben Midas, and Shalom Midas, just like Bia Zakinian, both intentionally and unintentionally by Yibum, right? If I mind my credit, Ben Das, Ben Shalom Das, so to mind my works, whether it is intentional or not. Right? Ben Das Kach, Ben Shalom Das Kach. Who I mer? Oh no, I skipped. Sorry. Ben Das, Ben Shalom Das. Now, Ukuma asked Umar, what about this? Ukuma the Rebbe Yoimer, Hamimer, Kain, Ben Das, Ben Shalom Das. So the Rebbe says, Mimer works, whether it's intentional or unintentional. Kachoimer haget poiter ben midas and shlomi das. Does he say a get also works whether you have das for the get to work or not? Which is kind of strange, but I guess, you know, if you create a get and you gave it, maybe without das it works. So it says more no vaguama. Why would you say there's a comparison? There is no comparison. Rabbi Oimer hag maimer koine. Rabbi says maimer works ben das ben shlomi das, whether it's intentional or not. She came Bia, because that's true about Bia. The next word, Begadol, is superfluous. But Bia, by consenting adults, Koine Ben Ladas, Ben Shlomi Das. It works also, Lidas or Shlomi Das, right? However, Viftar Beget, there's no comparison to Get. You want to say the Get works Shlomi Das. The Chalitza in the Boderes Midas. Chalitza requires Das. How can you say Get doesn't require Das? So even more severe procedure, Get, should require as much, if not more, das than the chalitza. So actually, the woman doesn't have to agree to receive a get. See, a woman that can be compelled to accept a get, so according to Rabbeinu Gershom came along and changed it, but women could be compelled to accept a get, but it has to be midaita, she has to be aware of what she's doing. Okay, we learn that from chalitza.
She has to be kona.
Right, but that's not true by Maimer, according to Rebbe. That's not true by Bia, even according to Rabbana. There she doesn't have to be das to be acquired with the Bia. Okay, it just happens. Okay? So in one case we always require das, right? The question, that's what comes out. We always require das. The question is whether it works even by korcho, as long as you have a das, even when it's compelled, as long as there's intent. That's the question here. Okay?
So you have to know what you're getting into,
In some of these cases, right. Okay? Says Mishnah further. Beis Tzad, Maimer Bezu. How do you have a case of two Mamorim? Shnegitim Chalitza. If you have two Gittin, and you have a Chalitza, Maimer Bezu, and then you had the Maimer to one, Ubalazun had Bia with the others. So now, the second one, this is really obviously a jerk, right? Then Shnei Gittin, Chalitza. He took Gittin, right? because the Maimer was one and Maimer the other. So, and then you gave, although you gave, I'm so sure I'm punctuating this mission right now. Okay, again. Let me start from the beginning again. Bezitzad, 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 how does this work? Also, Maimer, Rizu, Maimer, Rizu. If you didn't Maimer teach one, so Shnegin, you need two getting one for each Maimer, right? Chalitz, you need Chalitz as well. Maimer, Rizu, Bozu. First you did a Maimer, and then you did Bia afterwards, right? So Shnegin, here too, you need two getting Chalitz, one getting Chalitz. Maimer, Bezu, Veget, Lizu. Then Maimer to one and gave a get to the other one, right? Without having married her, he just gave her a get. So it's a get, she's a get for the one who had Maimer, and the Chalitza and Chalitza to any other one, any of them. Maimer, Bezu, Bechola, it's Lizu. If you did Maimer to one and did Chalitza to the other, a Rishona, it's a get, you have to be Cholitz. You have to again require the first one to do a get. You know, in order to exempt the, in order to make her free to marry Lashuk.
Obviously,
Yerushalmi, this was worth cutting. Yeah, the Yerushalmi just glosses over this. Get Lazu, get Lazu. You gave a get to each one. So, Tzuchasim and Chalitza still need Chalitza. Obviously, you know, they didn't get Chalitza. Chalitza is the main thing. Get is kind of, get might not even work at all. Get Lazu, Ba Lazu, you gave a get for one and did Bia to the other. Tzuchah, get the Chalitza. Need one get for the one who got Bia, because the Bia was possible, because it was after a after a get, right, in Yichlitz as well. It's one of the two. Get Lazu, Maimer Lazu, you get for one and Maimer to the other, so you could get Chalitza there too. You need a get and a Chalitza. And the get Lazu, Bechol to do, you gave a get to one, and the Chalitza to the other, and a Chalitza Klum, once they did Chalitza, so you don't know reason to go back and give another get, you know. Did get and then Chalitza, so you're going to go back and give a second get, and a Chalitza Klum, you don't do that. Okay? I'll tie to the Rebbe. Now, getting back to the Rebbe Rabbanan issue. The truth is, maybe the Super Shnai should have been combined. I think Carbonated does that in his parish. I'll tie to the Rebbe, Ma'u Mamborishim, Marmel Ben Teisha. It's a very cool question. You have to give it to the Yerushalmi. We're coming up with this one. The Bia of a 9-year-old is a valid Bia. At this stage of the Yerushalmi, it seems even to be the right, so the Yerushalmi is going to renege on this. And it can actually acquire Yibum. It can make Yibum. So what about if a Mekatan goes and does Maimer on his Yavama? According to the opinion, that Maimer has an effect. So what's the status of the Yavama now? Now, normally you would say, well, Maimer is a form of marriage. Marriage requires Ben Das, right? An adult, but maybe learn it out altogether from Bia. Just like Bia Shalomi Das, maybe the Maimer Shalomi Das. After all, that's what Rebbe said. He said, you don't have to have Das. So maybe even a non-Bar Das. Maybe not just the Cheftza, so to speak, but the Gavra. So it says, well, Daita Rebbe, Ma'al Ma'amoro. Shia, Ma'al Ma'amoro, what's the status of Maimer? Shia, Maimer, Lamentation, the 9-year-old kid, Shia, Maimer. Biasko, the Gomarta, Biasko, Bia of an adult. Completes the process of evil. Ma'amoro koineu mishai, Aaron is Maimer does a quasi-kinyin. Pias cotton the bia of a child. Gomeres, it completes. Ma'amoro koineu mishai. His Maimer should also be koineu, and whatever kinyin makes, you know, the quasi-kinyin, right? Ma'ben biyosu ma'amoro. Was there any difference between his bia and his Maimer? So it says, more of is the boy Maimer. Maimer of Gadol, Maimer of Gadol, what's the difference between the Maimer of a Gadol and Maimer of a Cotton? The Chorbo should work, Baal Korcho. Now, actually, the Ridbaz says that it's to be read as a statement, not as a taunt. And it says what it means to say is that there's a difference between Meba and Bia and Maimer, right? Bia works by a Cotton, Maimer does not work by a Cotton. This.
Well, that would make sense because Maimer requires Das and the 9-year-olds are not a bar of Das.
It makes sense, but you understand the
it's a physical thing which doesn't require
right.
Das.
But you understand the Havamina.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what the Ridbaz reads it though, you're right. So Maimer, it's a rhetorical question. Certainly there's a lot between Bia and Maimer. It's by Maimer, Maimer, and there certainly is a difference between a Maimer of an adult and a Maimer of a child. Okay, Shmuel Amar. Shmuel says in the words of Rebbe Meir, "Asu bias ben teisha short of yoy mechor, k'maimer begodol. Now, there's a subtle nuance of difference here. According till now, the Yerushalmi seem to hold that the bia of a cotton works the rice, and therefore the question was the rice of the maimer also should work, whatever it works, you know, even without das. But now Shmuel is saying really asu, right? That even the bia of a 9-year-old is not really the rice, but rather, what does the word asu mean? They made it. Who made it? Rabbanon. That means the bia of a 9-year-old is also the Rabbanon. Okay, so it's a difference between the first possibility, second possibility. According to the first possibility, the bia of a 9-year-old to create Yibum is the Raisa. And the question is how we play Maimor off of that. Now we're assuming that even the bia is the Rabbanon, right? Kamad Atomar Asu. They made Kamar Megoro. The Kavasa, now let's say like this. Kavasa nases chalitza ben teisha shanim via mecha ki get begoro. Let's say the chalitza of a 9-year-old is like the get by an adult, right? And let's say everything takes place on miniature without das. So therefore, just like the marriage is contracted without das, so too the divorce should be contracted without das, right? It's a very strange concept, but that's what Mar is asking, is our debating point, right? The Kavasa Nasis Chalitza Sventesha Shani Vyamecho could get Bogoto. Let's say, well, you get by the note, let it work. Rabban Amrei, boo! They said, nah! Ein Chalitza Sventesha Shani Vyamecho Klu. Chalitza of 9-1 day, give me a break. This is meaningless. The Lama Subia Sventesha Shani Vyamecho Kamara Goro. Why did they say that? Even the Bia of a 9-year-old kid is like Maimer by an adult. Because there's precedent. The Bia of a Gadol requires whether there's Das or not. So therefore they said, you know what? Let's say also the Bia of a Cotton, which has no Das, requires as well. However, what do you want to say? Nasis Chalitza, Benteisha Shonim, Yoimechel, Keget Begadol. You want to go even so far as to say that Chalitza of a 9-year-old is like a get by an adult? There's no comparison. Chalitza begadol ain't a poter solidas. Even the chalitza by a gadol only exempts if there's das, right? There has to be das. So certainly here too, the same thing. You must always have das in order to affect chalitza, right? And chalitza is not going to work by a child who's under 9 years old, so 13 years old. So obviously, even though he can make even, what he cannot make is chalitza. Okay. Hello, Chazai. Cholatz v'cholatz, cholatz v'osa maimer din chalitza. Well, it's cholatz v'cholatz. Din chalitza is another chalitza. Cholatz v'din chalitza osa maimer din maimer osa get the wall and then give it get and then it'd be off. It's a sick dude. Oh, ball, 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 or it did be and then another beer. Or ball, boss at Mimer, it did be and then I did Mimer. No, son, get the Cholatze, gave it again, and then in Chalitza, and after Chalitza, Klum. Again, after Chalitza, there's nothing. Ben, Yom, Mechlesh, Yavamas, where there's one Yom, two Yavamas, or Ben, Shnei, Yavam, 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 Achos, or two Yavam, and two one Yavam, there's nothing after Chalitza. Cholatz, boss at Mimer. In Chalitza, then Mimer. Nasan get ubal, right? Chalitza, then Maimer, then gave a get, tended bia. Okay? All four.
Didn't we have this
already? Not all four.
Not all four. Is it the same woman or four?
No, either or. Doesn't matter. Could be. Chalitza, some Maimer, Nasan get ubal, ubal, or did bia. And then also Maimer, the Nasan get, and then gave a get for Chalitza. Ain't after Chalitza kum. After Chalitza, there's nothing. Ben mitchila, ben metzer, and so whenever it occurs in the process, it puts a stop. After that, nothing. I mean, afterwards, you might still be picking up the pieces, but you can't generate any new problems. So whenever chalitza occurs, whether it's the beginning, the end, or the middle, that's when the generation problem stops. You move into problem solving mode once you hit that stage. Okay. So habila. Now here we didn't talk about the bia, the bia till now. Habila bismanchi v'tchila, the bia is the first thing done, as it should be. And erchekum, then that's really a showstopper. After the bia, there's nothing else to be done, right? Rabbi Nechemia Omer, Nechemia says echabula v'echachalutza. Rabbi Nechemia says both the a woman who had relations previously, or a chalutza Ben Mechia Ben Emtsa Ben Masof.
Oh, what am I trying to say there? One second.
It should be Be'ilah and Chalitza. I don't know why it's Be'ilah and Chalitza. So Echad Be'ilah, Echad Chalitza, whether it's Be'ilah or Chalitza, Ben Mechid Ben Mechid Ben Mechid, whether the beginning, the end, or the middle, and Achrei Klum, there's nothing to be said afterwards. Meaning that you don't have to, like we said before, you don't have to look for, you have no more problems attributed after, even not just the Chalitza, but also according to him, after B as well. So Talmud, so then they said a very interesting thing, I guess, in Bavel. They said, Tiferet Nechemi Bia post Pesula post Poteres. According to Nechemi, comes out that the Bia, even if it's possible, because it's a Bia after other procedures, right? So Bia after other procedures is called the Bia Pesula. And really, according to Rabbanon, it creates more headaches. But here, actually, he's saying that a Bia Pesula potters you all together. Okay?
Potters you from what?
Well, potters the Yavam, or potters you from, no, not the Yavam. Potters all the additional things, stages afterwards. In other words, once you did Bia, let's say, in the middle, you did a get, then a Chalitza, then a Bia. Then you did another get and another Chalitza. So again, Chalitza after Bia make no difference anymore. That's what it means, Enachar Bia Klum. No matter where the process occurs. The Mishnah of Tanakama didn't hold that way. Tanakama El Chalitza, no matter where it occurs, stops the process. But he's adding, Rabbi Nachman is adding also Bia.
In addition.
That's right. Okay. And that means, even if it's a Bia Psula, that means it's a Bia after a get, let's say, which shouldn't have an effect. Nonetheless, it does have the effect of stopping any additional problems from occurring.
So then you wouldn't need Chalitza after the Bia.
After Bia. Right. You might need Chalitza B'Sulah which preceded, though. So let's say you gave a get and then did Bia. So you might need a get for your original Zika. Right? Something like that. I'm not sure if I'm right about that because I'm not making the cheshbon properly. But in these cases, we're in a mission, it's not necessary. You're probably right. Probably in all cases like that. I'm just not going to visualize that kind of thing. Okay. So it says the Gemara, Tamar, again, there they said, even if it's a Bia Psula, it's after Gevishim or something, it bothers. Al Daiti Rabbanan Tamon, but according to the rabbis over there in Bavel, Bia Ben Shul Acher Maimer, Ben Shul Acher Get Poteris. Bia, whether it's after Maimer or after Get, Poteris means there's no more headache after that. Al Daiti Rabbanan Da'ach, however, according to rabbis in Eretz Yisrael, it's not true. Bia shilachar maimer poteris. If Bia comes first, of course, and even if it comes after maimer, it exempts. Why? Because actually the Ritbaz explains, because then the maimer is seen as leading up to the Bia, right? And it's not a contradiction to the maimer. So therefore, that Bia is not considered to be a Bia psula, at least not completely. But, however, shilachar get ena poteris. If the Bia is after a get, it doesn't exempt you from problems afterwards, according to Rabbanim, because it's a Bia Psula, and a Bia Psula does not exempt you from problems. Again, the word poteris here doesn't mean pater up the yavam, but pater you up from any artificial problems that you create upon yourself afterwards. So if you, according to Rabbanim, Aaron, and Bavel, regardless of when the Bia occurs, after the Bia, nothing can go wrong anymore. You're just picking up pieces after Bia. According to Rabbanan Eretz Yisrael, even after Bia, you might still be creating more problems. When? When the Bia itself was a Bia Psula, because the Bia itself followed some sort of get or something like that.
It's almost like you're rewarding the person doing Bia.
That's what Yibum's about.
Yeah, but this wasn't...
That's the mitzvah.
This wasn't Bia in the Shem Yibum.
Okay, so that's why we don't do it anymore, but he is doing the mitzvah that he can't do. He's doing the mitzvah right. So says the Gemara, V'lo shama da'am Rabbi Hila v'shem Rabbi Yochanan. They didn't hear that which Rabbi Hila said, named Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chaim, Rabbi Shim, Rabbi Yishmo, Amud Avrech, they all said the same thing. The time we learned, Sholosh Yivamos, three of Amos. Now here we have to change the gears a little bit. I'll let you know, obviously. Shalosh Yivamos, you have three Yivamos.
Where's the staple? table never ends. Well, we've run very quickly today.
Okay.
Let's go as quick as that every night. Chick-chock, we'll catch up. Shoshios
Yovam Echor. You have two, three of them for one Yovam. Okay? Also, Maimer Bazu. The Maimer to one. Ubalazu, he did be at the other. Now the next should be Vachazar Vasar Maimer Lashish, not Renosan Ged as it says here. So he did Maimer, be up Maimer. Okay? This is all based on the Tosefta, that's where the other gear applies. So you have Maimer, get the Maimer, be up Maimer. So I mean, Chem, you have Maimer, Chem, it says, Harishoina Tzricha get. The first Maimer, she needs a get, right? And then take out the word chalitza. It's a mistake because already. Is it a mistake?
It's good.
No, it's correct. No, take it out. The Shai Teretz Yisrael takes it out. Remember the Seder Advarim. He did a mimer, then a bia, then another mimer, right? So for the first mimer, he needs a get. But after that, according to Menachemi, what came next? Bia. What's Rabbi Nechemi's status of a sheet about Bia, even if it's in the middle?
Patters.
That's what you did, that's all you have to do. So you could get and take out the word chalitza, then lachar Bia klum. Right? Makes sense. The first woman he has to give a get to. The second woman he already did Bia on, right? So then the third woman he can just ignore, right? He has to give a get to the second woman, but the third woman he can't ignore. Right, kavachomer. It's a kavachomer. My chalitza, she posol post loss of me posol tominakuna. Chalitza renders woman unfit. Well, renders somebody unfit to be a kohen. Actually, the woman, yeah, she's not allowed to be a kohenis anymore, right? Or marry a kohenis, and that's true. And here too, the change of girsa. Chalitza achar maimer, right? So if chalitza renders you unfit from the kuna, so chalitza after maimer and achrei aklum, chalitza being such a powerful tool, nothing comes afterwards. I mean that stops all other tools from functioning, right? Certainly, if that's the case, b'yosh she'ena poslos miklum. If that's true about chalitza, which is a low thing, a base thing, right? And then the proof of that is that it corrupts her from kuna, right? B'yosh she'ena poslos miklum. Bia, which is a loftier tool, for reasons I don't fully understand, but because it doesn't pass her from Kuna, right?
Well, if it's Bia with a czar, and the question is he a czar or not when he's doing the Bia?
That's true, but here's not a czar, because in the first one they did Mimer. So I guess according to Payne, that Mimer is like a mixas kid. So he's not a czar. Okay, according to Shimon again, of course, yeah, creates headaches, right? So here we're saying that if by this is Rabbi Nechemi's logic. If chalitza, which passes from kuna, after chalitza, there's nothing, right? Whatever happens later on in the process, we just ignore. Bia, she ain't a passes from kuna. Bia, which is superior, that it doesn't render unfit for kuna. So, here to me, excuse me, bi'ila achar maimer. Not after chalitza. Bi'ila after maimer, ain't no dinshlo yachre aklum, there should be nothing after that. That's Rabbi Nechemi's shita. Instead of Rabban, just say Chachomim. Chachomim say also be krovo shloishtar. Chachomim say no, be a psula doesn't do any good. And therefore, if you did mimer, then be a then mimer. You have to take into account the last mimer. So that's case. In this case, what do you need? Figure out before you see inside. What do you need? Did mimer be a mimer? And according to Rabban, yesh achar be a klum because it's a be a psula. Came after Mimer. So what do you need in this case? Chalitza, but what else do you need?
Get.
How many?
I guess three.
Three! Very good, right. According to Rabbi Nechemi, you never get up to three because after the bia cuts it off, right? But with Rabbi Chachomi, it doesn't, right? Chachomi also becomes a shleshon. You're married, theoretically married to all three. You're forbidden to marry any of the relatives. And it requires three gitin for chalitza, lachzme, and chalitza to one of them. Okay, I'd love to go further, but I didn't prepare any further. So I guess we'll have to stop here for tonight.